ಚೀನಿಮಂಡಿ.com ಪಾಡ್ಕಾಸ್ಟ್.
ರಾಜಸ್ಥಾನ್ ಶುಗರ್ ಟ್ರೇಡ್ ಅಸೋಸಿಯೇಷನ್ ಅರ್ಜಸ್ ಗವರ್ನಮೆಂಟ್ ಟು ರಿಮೂವ್ ಮಂಡಿ ಟ್ಯಾಕ್ಸ್ ಆನ್ ಶುಗರ್. ಶುಗರ್ ಟ್ರೇಡರ್ಸ್ ಇನ್ ರಾಜಸ್ಥಾನ್ ಕ್ಲೇಮ್ ದಟ್ ದಿ ಸ್ಟೇಟ್ ಗವರ್ನಮೆಂಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಲೂಸಿಂಗ್ ಅರೌಂಡ್ 300 crores ಆಫ್ ಜಿಎಸ್ಟಿ ಆನ್ಯುಲಿ ಆಸ್ ದಿ ಸ್ಟೇಟ್ ಕಂಟಿನ್ಯೂಸ್ ದಿ ಮಂಡಿ ಟ್ಯಾಕ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ 1.6% ವಿತ್ ಜನರೇಟ್ಸ್ ರೆವಿನ್ಯೂಸ್ ಅರೌಂಡ್ 44 crore rupees. Even after GST came into effect, the Rajasthan government continues to charge the mandi tax on the sugar brought from other states. According to the traders, this has increased the price of sugar in the state, and it has not only put a burden on consumers but also investors planning to set up plants for FMCG products like biscuits, confectionery and beverages are showing no interest. They claim the buyers from Rajasthan, in order to avoid tax, use neighboring states as delivery points. This deprives the local government of SGST. There is a 5% GST on sugar which is divided between states and the center. In order to avoid loss, Satyanarayan Chitlangya, president of Rajasthan Sugar Trade Association, urged the government to abolish mandi tax. He said sugar traders are facing losses due to this. Chitlangya said the government data indicates a decline in the arrival of sugar in the state over the years, whereas it should go up. This also indicates the decline in the tax collection. It is clear that traders get supplies in Rajasthan, but the address is given as neighboring states to escape the tax. Government has received 44 crore rupees mandi tax on 2009. Repeat. Government has received 44 crore mandi tax in 2018-19, but has lost 300 crore rupees as buyers show neighboring states as supply addresses, he further added.